Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This show is for college recruiting fans.
What a run! He's got a lane! Wow! Touchdown! What an athlete!
College recruiting, high school prospects, and more. This is Recruiting with Oregon Live's Andrew Nemec. Brought to you by Power Rents, your local family-owned independent equipment rental company in Portland, Salem, and Vancouver. Online at powerrents.com.
Cooey!
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan, Odyssey app, and 1080thefan.com.
Hello and welcome to Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan. What a massive win for the Oregon Ducks on the road against the Ohio State Buckeyes, missing Kayvon Thibodeaux, potential number one overall draft pick, missing Justin Flo, who had 14 tackles in week one, a former five-star recruit, multiple starters down, winning that game, gutty performance. I've said this a couple of times in a couple of places. I think Oregon's had bigger regular season wins. They've had wins that clinched national title game appearances. They've had wins that secured Rose Bowl appearances. But in terms of a statement, I think that is the biggest win in the history of the football program in the regular season. And if you're looking for numbers and data to back that up, Sports Business Journal said Oregon gear, the sales of Oregon gear since that win have gone up 425% in the last week. Oregon gear is selling four times as much Oregon gear from that win. So on this show, obviously, the connector is Nemec. Tell me this means something good for recruiting. And here's what I'll say, and it's probably not exactly the answer you want to hear. Yes, this will be phenomenal for recruiting in 2023. The Oregon Ducks have 20 commitments in the class of 2022. They only have a few more spots. And unless they mutually part ways with a number of their currently committed players, they don't have enough spots left to make a major, major impact. So when Oregon beat Ohio State, I didn't spend a ton of time reaching out to 2022s. I asked a handful of committed players how they felt about it. They were fired up. They're already committed. But my focus was on 2023. And the overwhelming reaction was, I am more interested in Oregon now than I was before. Five-star running back Reuben Owens kind of let the cat out of the bag from my interview because he tweeted about how he was excited about Oregon once I got a chance to talk to him. But he said, when I talked to him, something special is going on in Eugene, and I want to go check it out. And I said, are you going to visit? They're like, for sure. And he said, absolutely. I just have to go for a night game. So he is absolutely visiting. Tweets at Kelvin Banks Jr., the five-star offensive tackle out of Texas. Hey, man, like, kind of maybe we should link up in Eugene. Banks responds, you already know how I feel about that. You look at Oregon's recruiting in the last few years, they've done a nice job at quarterback with Ty Thompson, with Jay Butterfield. They've done a good job at offensive line. I don't need to tell you that story. Penei Sewell, Kelvin Banks Jr., Kingsley Suamataia, done a great job at receiver lately. Troy Franklin, Dante Thornton Jr., Chris Hudson. They've done a good job at a number of positions. Defensive side of the ball, defensive line hasn't been phenomenal, but they've gotten a few pretty good ones. It's gotten better this year with Ben Roberts. I like Sir Mels, who's a three-star defensive tackle out of Nevada. You need those big bodies. Linebacker, we all know that story. Noah Sewell, Justin Flo, Keith Brown, who got the start last week. He came in, he drove in from Lebanon and co-hosted the show with me a couple years ago. Now he's on national television starting for the Oregon Ducks. At corner, we know the story. Thomas Graham Jr., Javon Holland, D'Amador Lenore. Mikhail Wright was the number one corner in the country, according to ESPN. They've done a phenomenal job all over the board. Not running back. A lot of three-star talent at running back. Number one area Oregon can get better, D-line and running back recruiting. And you know what Ruben Owens said about that game? Oregon has been selling me on their scheme and how they're going to utilize running backs. And I wasn't sure. And then I watched C.J. Verdell against Ohio State on national TV. And C.J. Verdell won the Maxwell Award for the Player of the Week. And he said, I saw on film, or I saw on TV, what they've been telling me. If they get a big-time feature back, how they'd use him. And how it will work. And now I'm really interested. Spencer Fano, the number three offensive tackle in the country, high on Oregon. Named Oregon as his leader this summer. Said nothing. I asked him, what's going on with your recruitment? He said, nothing changed. Saw that game. It was awesome. The O-line played great. Quarterback played great. Nothing new. Oregon, in my opinion, based on what I'm hearing, based on the people I'm talking to, based on the recruits I'm talking to, I think Oregon's going to have their best recruiting class in the history of the program in 2023. And not just because of this win, although I do think this win matters, and I do think this win jumpstarts recruitment in 2023. I think it helps them. Now, keep in mind, Oregon's best recruiting classes ever have all been under Mario Cristobal. Prior to Mario Cristobal being the head coach of the Oregon Ducks, they'd never had the number one recruiting class in the Pac-12 or Pac-10 or Pac-12. Mario Cristobal has been the head coach for three full recruiting cycles. Oregon has finished number one in the Pac-12 in recruiting all three of those years. This is year four. Right now, they're number seven in the nation, number one in the Pac-12. So, just as long as Mario Cristobal continues to be your head coach, you've got a great chance. But historically speaking, and this should be a good year for Oregon, they just beat Ohio State, and according to a number of the advanced analytics site of the Power 5 conference programs in the country, Oregon has the easiest schedule left of anyone in the Power 5. This should be a big year. This should be a big year. If it is, what we've seen consistently in recruiting, as long as you're not a perennial national title team like Alabama, Clemson, or Ohio State, where it's hard to splice out exactly which run, which Heisman, which number one pick is responsible for your great recruiting. When we see these teams like Baylor had a big year with Robert Griffin III, Oregon's had a couple of these in their history where they jump up and become a national title contender. We've seen it from programs across the country where they have a year where they jump up and they're a contender. It's not the current recruiting class that is a home run monster class. It's the year after because kids get interested early. These kids now, a lot of them that are still uncommitted, they've already set their top three, top four, top five. They've already got their visit set up. It's next year. All these kids going, I got to check out Oregon. I've got a full year to get there at some point and I got to go see them. As long as this continues to be a good year, as long as Mario Cristobal stays, as long as this coaching staff stays intact, largely intact. Every coaching staff seems to have a departure or two in the offseason. 2023 will not only be one of the best classes in program history, I think it will be the best class in program history. And we're already seeing it from 2023s. They're fired up. The other reason 2023 will be a phenomenal recruiting class is because of the turmoil around the Pac-12. We started the year, remember, we started this football season, like what, 3 weeks ago? Talking about Arizona State being a dumpster fire. Multiple coaches suspended, recruiting violations. Oh my God, could it get any worse? Cal says, hold my beer. An 0-2 start They lose one of their top commitments in the in their class with Jaden Ott. They might lose another one. Their class is falling apart. So Cal not doing great. Washington says, hey, Cal, hold my beer. Jimmy Lake is one of only like, or Washington's one of only like five programs to be ranked to start the year and lose to an FCS program. They're 0-2. Their offense looks completely inept. They look completely lost. And unless something dramatically changes, they're going to have to fire their offensive coordinator, and they might have to fire their head coach. And that's still all to come on top of a recruiting class that already is struggling and already seeing fallout. Ben Roberts, the four-star defensive tackle, defensive lineman, depending on how you view him. He was committed to Washington. Visited Oregon for Saturday Night Live. Less than 24 hours after Washington loses to Montana, he commits to Oregon. So Washington's a dumpster fire. Cal's 0-2. Arizona State's got coaches suspended. And USC goes, hey, fellas, hold my beer. They fire Clay Helton 2 weeks into the season and promote Coach Dante Williams. Now, people are thinking, well, we should already be experiencing the fallout from USC. They fire their head coach. That's not how it works in recruiting, especially with a guy like Clay Helton. And I've covered a number of coaching changes. I covered it with Gary Anderson leaving, and then it went to Corey Hall as an interim coach. Before it went to Jonathan Smith, I saw it when Willie Taggart left. I saw it when Mark Helfrich got fired. I've seen a number of them outside of my beat in the Pac-12 conference. And time and time again, unless your coach is a needle mover in recruiting, and Clay Helton, by all accounts, is not. Remember, 2 years ago, we finished the early signing period in December. USC was last. USC, the program that finished 1 or 2, 5, 6 years in a row under Pete Carroll, was dead last in the Pac-12 in recruiting. After December, at the end of December, the final signing period's only 5 weeks away at that point. So he went something like 332 days, and the best he could come up with after a 332-day recruiting cycle was worst in the Pac-12 conference. That's how much Clay Helton moves the needle in recruiting. So when he leaves, nobody cares. How many decommitments has USC had since they fired USC's coach? Zero. Not a single decommitment. You want to know why? Because the kids that are committed are committed to the assistants, and they haven't left. Same thing happened with Helfrich. Same thing happened when Willie Taggart left. Same thing happened when Corey Hall became the interim head coach at Oregon State. Kids didn't decommit because what they said was, I wasn't that connected to Coach Gary Anderson. I wasn't that connected to Coach Helfrich. I wasn't that connected to Coach Willie Taggart. But I am really connected to such and such assistant coach. And he's still there. USC staff, all still there for now. Washington still has their head coach, still has their offensive coordinator. When are we going to see the fallout of them having a bad year? Not until the key assistants are gone. When the new head coach is hired, it's not going to be kids decommitting because they don't believe in that head coach. You're going to have kids decommitting the week after USC hires a coach because he's going to bring in his own assistants. And as he brings in those new assistants, he's going to be firing the current assistants at USC. That's when we will see decommitments. And that's another reason that Oregon is going to have its best recruiting class ever in 2023. They're ascending. Things are going well. USC, not so much. Washington, not so much. Cal, not so much. Arizona State, not so much. There's an opening. And not only that, but here's the biggest piece to why I think 2023, or one of the bigger pieces of why 2023 will be phenomenal for Mario Cristobal. Because as Inside Troy's reporting, and I've seen this a number of places among USC reporters, the coach that's number one for them is Mario Cristobal. As long as, and I don't think there's any reason to, I think he's going to leverage that job to get a raise at Oregon. As long as he stays at Oregon, he can now go into any living room in California, sit down and look across any kid in the living room, look them in the eye, look their parents in the eye, and say, I know USC was just in your home, or USC is it going to be in your home tomorrow. And I can tell you truthfully, do you know who USC thinks the best head coach for you is? Me. You want to know why? Because they had a coaching opening about 3 months back. They had a coaching opening 6 months back. They had a coaching opening 12 months back. They had a coaching opening 18 months back, and you know who they wanted most to be their head coach? You know who they thought was the best coach to bring USC back to its former glory? Me. And I turned them down because Oregon's a better place to be. And you know what? USC thinks I'm the best guy for the job. So when their coach, whoever the guy comes in and sits in your living room, know that he was the second, third, or fourth choice. Not for your son. Not for the University of Oregon. Not for me. But for USC. That logo on his chest, they wanted that on my chest. Instead, it's on his because I said no. They won't tell you this, but if you ask USC who the best coach is for your son, privately, they'd have to admit they thought it was me. And the reason we know is, go back a few months ago. When they had a coach opening, the number one guy they wanted to be their head coach, Mario Cristobal. 2023 going to be a magical, magical year on the recruiting trail for the Oregon Ducks for a number of reasons. Those are just a few. Want to get into some Oregon high school prospects. It's an awesome year in Oregon high school football because like 8 or 9 teams have a chance to win the state title. We'll break down some of the top prospects. Where do we think they're going? Who potentially could win that state title in the next 2 segments with Jordan Johnson? That's next on Recruiting with Andrew Nimmick on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.